There is a relatively prevalent minhag Rosh Yeshivas, let's call it, of be makpid to have a chasan give the ksuba to the kala under the chuppah b'fnei edim, and to tell the edim that they should have in mind to function as edim ad nesiras haksuba. So, what is the basis for this, if at all? And is this a newfangled minhag, or does this minhag have the basis in earlier sources? Are you on the Zoom? Okay. Yeah, the other comes fine. Here we go. Okay. So in the Shilta in Parshas Chayisar, Shilta Tesayin, Shilta writes, "The iluman debay leminta itasa is bailei le kedusha bereisha. If a person comes to marry a woman, he should first effect the kedushin." Ubruche Birkas Erisin Basara and recite Birkas Erisin in the presence of a minion. Ubirkas Chasan Basara and Sheva Brachos in the presence of a minion. Umim Serla Ksubasa, and he should give her the Kala, the Ksupa. Similar formulation in the Bahag, Simin Lamed Vav, Hilchos Ksubas. But in the Shilta and the Bahag, there's no reference to giving the Ksuba Bifnei Edom. It just says that he should give her the Ksuba. There are two Rishonim, however, that do have a reference to Mesiras HaKsuba Bifnei Edom. The first is the Tashbetz, Shuas Tashbetz, Chelek Gimel, Simin, Shin, Aleph. Below Nizkar Benusach Ksuba L'Rishonim Zal, Kasamnu V'Kasamnu U'Masarnu. It doesn't say in the Nusach HaKsuba, which in the formula of the Ksuba, a reference to Mesiras HaKsuba. But the practice was that the chasan would give the ksuba to the kala bifnei edim in front of witnesses. What is the significance of witnesses? That in order to effect a shtar matana, in order for something to be transferred via a shtar matana, it's ineffective until the shtar that reflects that transfer, that gifting, comes into the hands of the recipient. So that's why you need to give the ksuba to the chasa, to the kala, lifnei edim. So that's very unclear. How does that flow? Why does it have to be bifnei edim? So as Rabbi Stern points out, Shmuel Ezer Stern from Rav Avner's Beis Din Bnei Brak, Ksuba Kol Chasa, the second section of the Sefer Shvivei Eish, Simen Ches, as well as Mishpat Ksuba, a 8-volume masterpiece on Hilchos Ksuba, is written by Rabbi Eliyahu Bar Shalom, who was in Pesach a few years ago for Shabbos as a guest of the Sfardi Minyan. So a beautiful sefer on Hilchos Ksubas, in the sixth volume, or seventh volume rather, Perek Nun Ches. They both point out that it's still unclear what you need Edim for this transfer. That we know, Machlokas, whether Edei Chasima Karsi, Edim Misira Karsi in general, and Hilchos Gittin, not our main focus for now. So we know as Machlokas Rishonim, the Rif and the Rabbim assume that according to Rav Lazar, Edim Mesira Karsi means af Edim Mesira Karsi. You have either the option of having a shtar conveyed through the signatories on the shtar, through the chasimos, or it could be conveyed through Edim Mesira. So the Rif of the Rama say af Edim Mesira Karsi means even Edim Mesira Karsi, but Edim Chasima definitely works. So there's never a need to be Moser shtar bifnei Edim per se. And even according to the Rishon and the Bali Tosos, that Edim Mesira Karsi means tafka Edim Mesira Karsi, that's only relevant for a get or something of the like, where there's a status that's conveyed through the shtar. But when it comes to shtari mama, and if you're just transferring funds, so then, given that odas baldin kamei edim, if you acknowledge the fact that you convey the funds, so there should be no need for Eidei Mesira. So what is the, it's true, even if it is true, that in order for a Shtar Matana to be effective, it has to reach the hands of the recipient. But who's to say that that has to be done in the presence of Eidim? So the Mishpat HaKsuba, Rabbi Bar Shalom, suggests maybe the following Hashara possibility to understand the Tashbeit. What's the need for Eidim Mesira for Mesiras HaKsuba? So it's a bit of a conjecture that maybe the more common practice from the time of the Tashbeit was that the mother of the Kala would hold on to the Ksuba for safekeeping on a permanent basis, and the Kala wouldn't be holding on to the Ksuba herself. So in order to be sure that the Kala receives the Ksuba at least for a minimum amount of time, so that the Kinyan that's reflected in the Ksuba or the Matana element of the Ksuba comes into her hands, in order for it to be thus effective, so maybe we have to have Eidim to that effect to just confirm that the Kala actually receives it at some point, and then she'll give it back to her mother for long-term safekeeping. But other than that, it's a little bit hard to understand what the flow of the Tashbeitz is. He points out, or Stern here as well, that there is a little bit of a mashmos in Seder of Sadegon and in a Tshuvas HaGaonim, that maybe giving over the ksuba somehow is a part of a maisa kedusha. So if you look in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, on the second page of the Maamar Kamos, this is the Asaf edition of Tshuvas HaGaonim, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Kasa Rav Faizal, Havu Yodim, Ki Hefzed Gadol Et Sochem Bazeh, Sheyesh lechan minag lekadish isha shelo b'shas haksuba o shtar erisin. So he's criticizing a practice that people would affect kedushin at a different time than the time the ksuba was executed, and a different time than there'd be a shtar kedushin. The afa piki isha miskadesh safil b'shuk b'fnei shnayim. Even though you could really be the Kaddish woman anywhere as long as you have two Eidim, but there's a downside to that. And 100 years, no one was ever Mekaddish Isha Bashuk. It was done in a more proper setting. The Ein Yodin Kol Iker Kiddusha Isha Ela Bishas Ksuba. And we only know the Iker Kedusha Isha at the time of the Ksuba. Ube Kurasan, Ayamikama Shanim Yosem, Mimea Shana, Minag Lakadesh Betabas, Vimosha Mishta Bechayose Bezeh. So they used to be Mekadesh with a ring. The Rabu Atainos, Tainos Ukviras Kedushin, Yasa Davar Lehevsit. And somehow that didn't go well. And people raise questions with that procedure. It's not exactly clear what the tainos and kviras are. V'tikam lehen zekinana maranana v'rabana Yehuda Gon shelo yikachu el kiseder bavel v'ksuba v'chasam yidei edim u'birkas erisim. It sounds like they're misakin that you shouldn't be mekadesh with the bas. You should only be mekadesh with the ksuba as being what conveys the kedushin with chasimus yidei edim and birkas erusin. The kol she'enu kaseder azeh tichon lahen she'en choshe she'en lo k'damar kol mekadosh shelat derban mekadosh afkin rabban lo kedushin minei. Afatem ruyim lasalik mina kaseh v'chol mekadosh shelo b'ksuba b'shar erusin kansu as yisak medaber. So I don't know what the historical context is here. It seems a little bit strange against everything we know, that they were against Kedushin B'Tabas, and the Kedushin was only affected through the conveyance of a signed Ksuba. And the Birkas Erusin were connected to that Ksuba. So I don't have historical context for this or what that means, but Mar Makom Lach. But that that should be of no relevance to us because that's not our practice. So maybe that makes sense to have. If the ksuba is going to affect the kedushin somehow, b'torah shtar, b'torah kesef, but that's not our practice. But that is a good segue to the Orchos Chaim, Provençal Rishon, who is the Rishon on record that's closest to anything we can talk about in terms of a Mesiras Ksuba Bifnei Eidim. Says the Orchos Chaim, Amar Zal, Asr La'adam Lishos Im Ishta B'la Ksuba Afila Sha'achas, so in order to ensure that there isn't even a moment where they are halakhically married and she's lacking ksuba, excuse me, they were signed the ksuba right after the Shavar Brachos. Some places would sign it between the Birkos Eris and the Shavar Brachos. There are places where the chasim was signed the ksuba, the eidim was signed the ksuba, and everybody in the rachel was signed the ksuba. So in Persia, this is a practice in Iran. Ad hayom hazeh, if you ever seen an Iranian ksuba, I assume you've never seen an Iranian ksuba. So in the Persian ksubas, there are a million chasimas because everybody, literally everybody in their uncle signs the ksuba. So you have all the krovim sulim, but you have the kosher edim. They have no idea what's up and what's down. There are dozens of chasimas on the document. Okay. But apparently there's the Rishon to talk about that. And then he writes, Vishamati, Shehamina Kazeh, Mimnei Ros Fekos Hanolados Bikadushin. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Then the chasen takes the ksuba and he gives it to the kala. The shamati shahamina kazeh imne rose fekos hanolados bikedushin sheim lo yo ilu hakedushin harishonim yo ilu elu shayu bishtar. That this is a safeguard in case there's a problem with the original Kedusha Kesef, there's a backup, the Mesiras HaKsuba will function as a additional, a second Kedusha. Shekach Kosuba Havi Lili Intu Kedas Moshe Vishra. So in case there's a Shaila about the Kedusha Kesef, then giving over the Ksuba affects a separate Kedusha. That's why they would recite the Shavar Brachos when giving over the ksuba. So now you're something else. That maybe they did this, they gave over the ksuba because they would only sign the ksuba a few days later. So you're not allowed to have yichud without a ksuba. So I don't know why they would only sign the ksuba a few days later, but then you have a problem. You can't have yichud. The kaimeland edim esira karsi im kana miyadu l'shabe l'ksuba mo'il k'mo ksuba v'kinyan b'mesira d'stam kinyan l'ksiva al me. So for whatever reason, totally unclear, they would only sign the ksuba days later. So then they can't have yichud. So what do? You gave over the ksuba bifnei edim. Edim esira karsi. So even though it wasn't signed yet, but you have edim esira, and then that's considered to be a properly executed document, and that avoids the problem of yichud below ksuba. So it sounds like there were two different reasons the Orach HaChaim, and the flow from one to the other isn't so clear. That number one, Mesiras HaKsuba is a stand in the case of a shayla in the original Kedushin. And number two, because they would only sign the Ksuba a few days later, so in order for it to be an effective document to allow for Yichud, it would have to be given over Bifnei Edei Mesira. So looking first at the first reason, the Orchos Chaim, the stand in for Kedushin. So that's a little difficult also to understand. How is this ksuba supposed to function in lieu of kedusha? So is it supposed to be kedusha shtar? That the ksuba is in essence a shtar kedushin, So as your storm points out, and the Rabbi Ben Bar Rabbi Bar Shalom points out, there are a few problems with that. So number one, if you want the ksuba to function as a shtar kedushin, you have to tell the people that that's what's going on. But number one, the din is nefmar malkum here, Evan Ezra Simon Lamed Beis bishtar ketzad. So how do you affect kedushay shtar? Kosev lalman ayar ol acheres afa bishayim b'shavuputar emu kedushesli v'nosn l'bifnei edim. V'tzarach sheyichtav oso l'shem ha'isham is kedushes k'ma beget. So it has to be lishma. If you're going to be mekadesh bishtar, then it has to be written lishma. So the ksuba is written lishma. When you print out the ksuba, that's written lishma. And even if you write it by hand, that's written lishma. That's not what we do. And Rabbi Tzvi Ben Yaakov from the Bezin Tel Aviv, now on the Bezin Agadol also. So Mishpatach Yaakov, Chela Chesim, and Hey, he also points out in Hilchas Gittin, you have Kuf Lamed Aleph of Tess. Kishomer le edim lachtam beget, yomer lehem sheyachtamuhu l'shem plonis ishti. So, when it comes to a get, the edim have to sign it lishma. V'chein yomer kalachem befiv kishachosev shuvchosma l'shem plonis eishes plonim lishma. So, the get has to be written, signed lishma. The edim have to sign lishma. That's true for a shtar kedushin as well. It has to be written lishma. It has to be signed lishma. But that's not going on with a ksuba. furthermore, it's Chuvas Tash Beitz, Chelak Aleph Simon Mem Gimel. Oh, Sha'altim, Isha Shidech, Isha Vakas Vishtar Erisin, below is Kirubo Shum Kedushin, Ela Tunoy Mamakaimim Erisin, Venusu and Nimskashim Lo. So if you write a star Erisin, a star Kedushin, but it doesn't say in the text that it's a star Kedushin, is that effective? So in low kasa bishtar harayat plonis, pas plonis mukadashis li, ani ploni min ploni, the kasa midaito lishma, the kasa b'edim lishma, masl b'fne edim, yamar l'vei mukadashis li bishtar z'ein mukadashis chal. So you have to write the lashon of harayat mukadashis li, it has to be written lishma, it has to be signed lishma, it has to be given over in front of edim and know what's going on. You have to say harayat mukadashis li bishtar z'ein. Rabbi Bar Shalom points out, by the Sfarim, apparently, they say, Harezek Subasech. So he says that's worse. But if you say nothing, you say nothing. But if you say Harezek Subasech, so you're dafka saying this is not a Shtar Kedushin. So if you have the Cheshbin that the Ruch HaShem is trying to say, maybe this should be a Shtar Kedushin, if you say this is your Ksuba, that's even worse. And you're dafka saying it's not considered to be a Shtar Kedushin. And as Rabbi Tzvi Ben Yaakov points out, the lashon ksuba, havilele into. So that's past tense. That's saying something that was. That's not a nusach of a shtar kedushin. So what's the reasoning for the Aruch HaShem? Rav Sternbach, Shuvas van Hagos, Chelik Beis, Simon Tav Resh Nun. So he writes that he saw by the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav is makbid that the chasin should give over the ksuba to the kala. Bifnei Edim, and he quotes the Shuvas Agon that we quoted. He quotes the Aruch HaShem. He acknowledges the problems with the Aruch HaShem that we just referenced. And then he suggests, so maybe if it's not Betoras Kedushay Shtar, maybe it's Betoras Kedushay Kesef, that the Ksuba is worth at least a Shavaputa. So you'd be Mekadesher B'Kesef. Rabbi Bar Shalom thinks that. That's even more difficult to understand. Mela, the Aruch HaShem told us that this is instead of Kedushin. So the impression you get is that it's Kedushin Shtar, and that's hard enough to understand. But to say this is Betoras Kesef, that's even harder to understand. So in the Mishpat Aksuba, he quotes the following breakdown of Poskim of the last generation. He quotes Rishon Mazalman, did not approve if people screaming Eidei Mesira when the chasam would give the ksuba to the kala, as if to say that there's a din you require Eidim. If there happened to be Eidim there, so there's nothing there's no harm done in having the Edom see the ksuba given from the chasan to the kala. So he quotes here, this printed in one of the volumes of Akshay Torah, that the author that he's quoting was once at a chasana where Shlomo Zalman was present, where the chasan was had some kind of injury, some bum in his hand, and Shlomo Zalman gave the ksuba to the kala's mother, not to the kala. It's not so critical to give it directly to the kala. He quotes that he heard that Ben Sid Abba Shaul also thought you don't have to be makbid to do with Ne'edim. If you do it, fine. He quotes that Rav Yashiv didn't think there was such a compelling reason to do it, but you shouldn't be mevatel if people were knowing that way. Rav Osner also, Chela K, Simon Reish Pei Hei Os Gimel. This is a tshuva written to the author of the Ksuba Kol Chasa. Most important thing is you shouldn't forget the ksuba and leave it behind. You give it with Ne'edim, don't give it with Ne'edim, okay, no big deal. But the most important thing is don't leave the ksuba behind at the chasana hall. So he writes, Rabbi Bar Shalom, Yesu Chaim Kanievsky, about this minhag, and he said this was not the practice in his father's house, but there were Gedol Yisrael who were makbid, Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Aaron Cutler, and he heard that Rabbi Yashiv said other times that l'chachila it's better, because Rabbi Vadya told him that L'Ravka de Milsa, better that the Edom should see the Mesiras HaKsuba. Mi'ikra Edom is not necessary. If they didn't see it, you don't have to do it again. And he wouldn't say anything to the Edom. He would tell the Chasan to give it to the Kala. And the Edom are there anyway, so Mela, they see it. But he wouldn't instruct the Edom, as a minig of some Rosh Yeshiva, that they should dafka pay attention and have Kavanah to be Edom on the Mesiras HaKsuba. Rabbi Ben Yaakov has the following interesting suggestion, maybe another explanation for the Or HaChaim. He suggests that maybe the reason for Mesiras HaKsuba Ne'edim is totally different. The din is that, as we alluded to earlier, in order to have yichud, you have to have a ksuba. Simon samach vav sif alef in Shulchan Aruch. Aser lis yached im hakal l'kodem shichta l'ksuba. V'yesh makilim v'matirim lis yached b'lo ksuba u'v'vav shalo yivol. So the Mechaber says, iser yichud before you write a ksuba. And the Ramah says, yesh makilim. Then says the Ramah in samach alef sif alef, tzvichin lichtav a ksuba kodem achuba, kidei shetei chupa rilabiyah. If you're not going to have a ksuba, it's not a chupa rilabiyah. And that's a problem. L'man da'amr chupas nida v'chupa afa b'shein rilabiyah hu adinim lo'kas v'ksuba mikom lo'kom no'agin l'chachila l'kosva kodem l'chein. So he points out, chupas rashbash simin shinkaf ha'isha sheksubasa munachas b'shis b'ayla imutr l'shosima yirali she'inachan l'asaskin. So even if the ksuba's around, but the husband's holding onto the ksuba and the wife doesn't have access, that's still a problem of Asir Lishas Blo Ksuba. Lefi Shakol Asma Shel Ksuba Eina Ela Kadei Shelo Tehei Kala Beina Blo Tzia. Lefi Gach Amru Shasir Lishas Im Isha Afila Shachas Blo Ksuba. Bekeme Shel Ksuba Rishas Abal Im Takni Tenu Yikr Eina Vitei Beina Kala Tzia. It's for the protection of the wife. If the wife doesn't have access to the ksuba, even if it's in the home, but she doesn't have access, the husband has exclusive access, so it hasn't accomplished its goal. So Rabbi Tzvi Ben Yaakov suggests maybe the following. Maybe the concern of the behind Mesiras HaKsuba, again, totally different than anything we said before till now, is that we want to ensure that this is considered a chuppah rilabia, and the yichud that they're going to have in the yichud room afterwards is fully appropriate. So in order to establish that this is a chuppah rilabia, it has, the ksuba has to come into our hands. So it's kind of assuming this cheshbon that the Eidei Mesiris HaKsuba are going to be the same as the Eidei Yichud. That you have the same Eidim that are Eidei Yichud as the Eidim for the Mesiris HaKsuba. So in order for the Eidim to know that this is a Yichud Arai Labia, they have to know that she better receive the Ksuba. So they have to see the Mesiris HaKsuba to the Kala to be able to ascertain that the Kala is in possession of the Ksuba. And therefore, when they're Eidim on the Yichud, that's considered to be a Yichud Arai Labia. Rabbi Bar Shalom writes that there is some Misadri Kedushin that after they would tell the Chas, they would instruct the Chasen to tell the Kala on the microphone, here is your Ksuba, and you give it to the Kala. And then they give the microphone to the Kala, and they tell the Kala to say, Kibalti b'todah, receive thank you. So he's very against that. He says, "Minag zehavel v'isodu havel, v'noveya mitoch haratzon l'shatefes ha'isha b'tekes." This is a modern thing. They want to give women more of a participatory role in the ceremony. U'tchilaso shal hishavyon zuchuyos achiloni hameduma. This is the beginning of a slippery slope to equal rights. V'shal kedushin she'osim ha'reformim v'ashval shenev sadim. The next thing you know, you'll have a double ring ceremony. She doesn't have to say anything. Definitely not a microphone. He doesn't need a microphone either. Everything has to be publicized these days. Everything has to be seen and heard and recorded and videoed. So everyone speaks to the microphone so everyone can see and hear. So even if you're going to do that, don't give the microphone to the Kala. So it seems that you get the impression that even though there are at least two sources in Rishonim for Mesiris HaKsuba Bifnei Edim, that it wasn't necessarily a common minhag for in preceding centuries, as far as we could tell, or not if we could tell for sure. And it seems to be a relatively more recent phenomena of more people being makbid on this, and not entirely clear what the reason for the kapeda is. But at least these are some suggestions.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.